Hello, this is Ross Bliley from the podcast Pigskin Tales. This podcast is sponsored by Sterling Soap Company. With products sold throughout 41 locations around the globe, Sterling Soap Company has a unique assortment of products to choose from for your loved one for the holidays. Handmade artisan soaps created by Roderick and Amanda Loven since 2012, these products are affordable and provide great value. Act now and save on your shipping costs. If you purchase $75 or more, your shipping cost is free in the United States. Shop now online at sterlingsoap.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome again to another episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and in this episode, we'll be talking about Ray Guy and the Pro Bowl gondola. Now, to complete the 1975 NFL season, the annual Pro Bowl game pitted the best players of both conferences, the AFC and the NFC. It also featured someone who was, and still is, considered to be one of the best punters, if not the best punter in the history of the pro game, Oakland's Ray Guy. Now, the Pro Bowl game at the Louisiana Superdome on January 26, 1976, also featured a very unique occurrence. The Superdome at that time had a six-sided gondola with scoreboard monitors on it, and it was situated just underneath the interior of the top of the stadium's roof. Fans looked at the gondola as another form of entertainment. Ray Guy looked at it as another challenge. Now, Guy decided to intentionally try to punt a football during the game and hit the gondola with the football, of course. Now, all punters know that kicking for distance is important, but kicking for hang time is even more important. Giving your punt coverage teammates more time to get downfield while the ball hangs in the air is one of the major factors in successful punting. Guy was a great punter when it came to kicking the ball deep downfield. He also had a very strong kicking leg, perhaps one of the strongest in NFL history. But Ray Guy also loved to skyrocket his punts as high as into the air as possible. Let's face it, Guy was a great vertical punter. A very good punter will average around 4 seconds of hang time on their punts. Not Ray Guy. His punts would often reach the 5-second mark in the air. To do that once or twice or even a few times is pretty good. To do that often is quite outstanding. Ray Guy was quite outstanding. Now, during the pregame warm-ups of that Pro Bowl game, Guy noticed that the gondola scoreboard, and on a whim, he tried to hit it with one of his practice punts. He succeeded, and he tried it again and again. He hit the gondola scoreboard with practically every one of his practice punts. He naturally thought to himself, what would happen if he tried to hit that thing with one of his punts during the game? And so the idea was planted in Guy's brain. He even talked to members of the ABC TV announcing team about trying to hit that gondola during the game. Taking that as a cue, and always in search of a good storyline for a game that did not count for any team in the standings, the ABC TV announcing crew mentioned Guy's intention every time that he came onto the field to punt. Now, one must realize that attempting this feat in practice and attempting it during the actual game are two very different things. There is no pressure when booting a ball during practice. Actual game situations will almost always result in some amount of pressure from your charging defensive players who are trying to block the kick, or in this case, the punt. But the Pro Bowl was a different type of game, especially back then. The Pro Bowl rules stipulated that nobody on defense could rush the punter, so Guy knew that he had extra time on his side. Any other game, this is Guy speaking, any other game, and I wouldn't have even tried it, Guy later said. The officiating crew member Jim Tunney looked at me. He knew what I was going to do, but I didn't tell the guys up front on his team. Guy's attempt occurred in the third quarter, and he was at his own 10-yard line. he succeeded with his historic punt. The ball traveled more than 90 feet in the air and was still ascending when it ricocheted off the gondola. The result of all of this was that referee Tunney declared the ball to be dead once it struck the gondola. He made Guy and his AFC teammates go through another punt. Thanks to the battle of Guy versus the gondola, the folks at the Superdome decided to raise the six-sided edifice an extra 50 feet, just in case Ray Guy tried to hit it again with a punted football at some later date. Now for the trivia question for this episode. Which team, the AFC or the NFC, won that particular Pro Bowl game? I want to thank you all for listening in to this episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. Please make sure to check out the rest of the Sports History Network podcasts whenever you get a chance. I promise you won't be disappointed. Take care and enjoy the rest of the football season. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and we'll see you on the flip side.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.